live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, we'll have the latest on the coronavirus as the government announces drastic measures to limit the spread of the outbreak. It's led to visiting restrictions being put in place at HSE facilities for older people in Donegal, along with events across the country being cancelled. Elsewhere, West Donegal Council says homeowners and businesses in parts of Gidore and Carrigfinn susceptible to flooding are constantly living in fear. And there are calls for a full overhaul in how rent money from social housing in Donegal is redistributed, with concern that not enough funding is being allocated for the upkeep of council housing stock. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first news, the government has announced drastic measures to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Schools, colleges, childcare facilities and cultural institutions are to be closed from tomorrow. People are being urged to avoid unnecessary social interactions. Efforts are underway to ensure supply chains are maintained and shops will stay open. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says meetings will continue to discuss how best to handle the threat.
The cabinet will meet later today. Opposition party leaders and counterparts in Northern Ireland and Britain will be briefed. In the period ahead, the government will deploy all of the resources we can muster, human and financial, to tackle this threat head on. Those resources are extensive, but not unlimited.
And people are being urged, as said, to limit their social gatherings over the next few weeks. People are being advised to cancel events involving more than over 100 people indoors and more than 500 outdoors. Taoiseach Simon Coveney says this will be hard on hotels, restaurants and bars.
These are very clear guidelines now in terms of numbers, what's appropriate and what's not. And business owners and operators will have to accommodate these asks in terms of how they run their businesses, and that's going to be difficult.
Meanwhile, the Leaving Certificate oral exams will no longer go ahead as scheduled. The language tests were due to get underway on Monday, March the 23rd. Education Minister Joe McHugh says his department is working to reschedule the oral exams for as soon as students return to school.
We're certainly vigilant to this issue, and one of the things that was planned was to have the orals and the IRLs on the 23rd of this month, so that won't happen, but there are contingencies being put in place to have them as immediately as practicable when they're back in school. So that is the plan. This plan continued to stay with the state exams, but obviously we have to monitor everything now as things changed. And
two new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. The total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island of Ireland now stands at 63, 43 in the Republic and 20 in the North. Both cases in Northern Ireland are adults and both were secondary transmissions. One case was involved in recent travel from Northern Italy and the other can be traced to a previously reported case that involved recent travel to Northern Italy. Visiting restrictions have been put in place at HSE facilities for older people in Donegal in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Immediate family members only are allowed to visit at the moment, and the HSE is urging children not to visit. People are also advised to limit visiting to one person, and anyone who has signs or symptoms of illness or has returned from holidaying in an affected area should refrain from visiting. The Bishop of Raphoe says anyone who is elderly or in any way vulnerable has no obligation to attend Mass. Bishop Al McGuckian says the primary objective of the church and the community must be to look out for the most vulnerable in society in response to the coronavirus, but we must remain calm. On today's 9 till noon show, Bishop McGuckian said Mass will continue to be celebrated and will be available in a number of other ways.
Our primary concern, all of us as citizens and us as Christians, is to look out for the most vulnerable, and we have to do whatever we have to do. And it is important, even in this moment where what the Taoiseach said sounds very dramatic, for us all to be steady as well. We're still, it strikes me, in this containment phase, and while we need to be vigilant and do what the health service executive and the Taoiseach, obviously, on advice from them, ask us, we have to be calm as well. We will come through this and we will be well. Of that, there is no doubt.
Now, it's possible that there might be people of a certain generation, but of all generations, that have a great faith and they feel an obligation to attend Mass, be it on St. Patrick's Day or Sundays or whatever. But they potentially, and even those in the most vulnerable categories, the majority get over this. We have to also remember that as well. But that's they right. might feel that...
No, we actually put in our statement yesterday a very clear thing that anybody who is elderly or in any way vulnerable is completely dispensed from the obligation to be at Mass. And in fact, I would say to them that their duty is their duty, you know, before God, is to their own health and the health of their neighbours. And so, like, whatever happens, there will be Masses celebrated, which will be on webcam or on radio.
Meanwhile, the government is being asked to consider facilitating a rates rebate for small businesses who are set to lose out as a result of coronavirus. Innishowen Councillor Martin Farn raised the issue at an informal meeting this week between Minister Joe McHugh and members of the Innishowen Municipal District. Councillor Farn says measures will be necessary to support businesses, but there's no way the cost of that can be absorbed by local authorities. Councillor Farn told Minister McHugh that the government must step up to the plate.
Obviously, this coronavirus, it's just actually hitting in now, and there's no doubt about it, it's going to be a huge impact on businesses when we talk in terms of tourism, we're talking about the Wild Atlantic Way. And I think what we have to look at here is businesses that depend so much on tourism, especially here within the Innishowen Peninsula and throughout the county. And I've asked Minister McHugh to look at this to see if there's a possibility that there could be a reduction in rates for this particular year in relation to businesses to try and get them over this very, very difficult period of time. Donegal County Councillors, you know, they have so much money to work with, and they've plans set in place. And I can understand that the funding that's coming in from the rates at the moment is needed. But I think this is where the government have to step and sort of try and look at these small businesses and try and get them over through this very, very difficult time.
Are you fearful that the actual economic events of coronavirus will last a lot longer? That we could find ourselves in a situation over the summer or in the early autumn where we can say, well, the coronavirus crisis is over. But from a business point of view, it'll be far from over.
Well, you see, none of us really know. I mean, I don't think we've had the full impact of how this is going to impact on us here within, say, Donegal or our own area here. But I do feel that it will have a huge impact on businesses. And as I said, they depend so much on the tourism aspect of things. And for them to try and keep their doors open, pay staff, and you've got insurance premiums and those type of things. Just asking if government can step in here and make a significant reduction in rates just this year to try and get people over this very difficult period of time.
Elsewhere, a West Donegal councillor says homeowners and businesses in parts of Gidor and Carrickfinn susceptible to flooding are constantly living in fear. Areas of Gidor and Carrickfinn were flooded this morning, and while consultants are to meet with Donegal County Council to progress mitigation works, there's concern that some vulnerable areas are not included. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbaug is calling on the incoming government to urgently tackle the ongoing flooding issues as a matter of urgency.
They want to see some actions taken, not just talking at council meetings, and this has not been the case. Now, within the study, there will be Carrickfinn, that point area, which is vitally important with the airport there, Riverhead, Portycorran, Maroti, and the Mahara, and these are areas of very much areas that are highly important. But there are other areas of importance, like Mahara Gaelland, which cannot be ignored. And unfortunately, the state has consistently, as it has most of West Donegal, if not Donegal as a whole, has ignored this part of the country. And I certainly would call on now all politicians to come together, part the egos, part the different politics, and try to bring about a solution to solve the issue at Mahara Gaelland, Cool, Cumann, Lochlough, Gael and Gidor.
A man has been arrested in connection with the abduction of Kevin Lunny in 2019. It's the latest arrest in the investigation into the assault of the Quinn Industrial Holdings director. Josh Crosby reports.
Gardaí arrested a man in his mid-50s earlier today as part of their investigation into the abduction and assault of Kevin Lunny. The Quinn Industrial Holdings director was kidnapped near his home in Derry Lane, County Fermanagh, in September of last year. He was brutally assaulted by a group of masked men as part of a campaign of intimidation against executives at QIH. Gardaí and the PSNI have made a number of arrests as part of their investigation in recent weeks. The man who has been taken into custody today is being held at Cavan Garda Station.
There are calls for a full overhaul in high rent. Money from social housing in Donegal is redistributed, with concern that not enough funding is being allocated for the upkeep of council housing stock. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says a number of tenants in the Letterkenny area are waiting a long time to get repair works carried out to their homes. Councillor McMonagall believes that's down to a number of issues: not enough maintenance staff on the ground and not enough money in the social housing pot, and that, he says, needs to change.
Now, I understand you have to prioritise repairs. There's still, I believe, our problem with that is that we don't have enough maintenance people, and we certainly don't have enough money included in the maintenance budget. We currently get around 12 million euros from our rent every year in the county, and it's only approximately 5 million that is reinvested back into the housing and maintenance across the county. So there's 7 million outstanding there. I would be strongly arguing when we come to the budget this year that further 2 or 3 million be put into the maintenance end of housing, because it's very, very important that we upkeep and maintain the housing stock we currently have. So I'll be, in the months ahead, arguing with Lifford and setting the scene for that we give a substantial increase to the housing maintenance budget to ensure the people that when they have the repairs and the problems with their houses, that they're fixed in a timely fashion.
From your point of view, I'm sure it would be in the interest of both Donegal County Council and, of course, the tenant themselves. They're paying rent. They do expect some sort of, you know, a service in return.
Yeah, like, I mean, the argument we're getting on the door all the time was if they were in private rented accommodation, there's stipulations there that the landlords have to follow, and they would get the repairs done quite quickly. That's not happening in relation to social housing at the moment. And it's not the fault of our municipal district or our maintenance people. This is it's a problem we have with how we service our houses and how we allocate monies out of our budget.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. The new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in-store or online.
With the coronavirus also dominating the sporting headlines, it's time to hand over to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. As you say, the coronavirus is interrupting all aspects of sport, and we're going to get an update on everything that has been affected and hopefully maybe some news on what's happening in the League of Ireland. We'll go over to Oisin Kelly.
Well, thanks, Kenny. Yeah, we've been eagerly awaiting to see what is going to be the official announcement from the League of Ireland and the FAI in relation to how football will proceed in the country. We thought there was going to be an announcement at around four. Currently, there's still no official word from the FAI in relation to the games over the next number of weeks. We understand Derry against Sligo Rovers has been postponed. Now, there's no official word from the club as such, but there have been reports this afternoon that Derry against Sligo is definitely postponed. Hearts, of course, were due to play in Dublin tomorrow night against Shamrock Rovers at the Tallaght Stadium. But again, we're just waiting on an official announcement and how they will proceed with football going forward. Huge disruptions as well on the sporting front between now and the 29th of March. We'll be going through what we know so far in a moment or two. UEFA have confirmed that next week's Champions League meeting of Real Madrid and Manchester City and Juventus and Lyon has been postponed. Both Real and Juve squads are currently in quarantine following confirmed cases of the virus at both clubs. Now, UEFA will discuss the effects of the outbreak via a video conference next Tuesday. It's believed both the Champions League and the Europa League will be suspended and the Euros deferred until 2021. There's also strong rumours on social media the Premier League in England is set to be halted as well. The Slovak FA have requested that the Euro playoff for the Republic of Ireland this month be postponed with their country's airports closed. That will be discussed in the coming hours. More locally, here in Donegal, the Schoolboys and Youth League in the county, well, as expected, all activity until the end of the month has been suspended contract. countrywide. In America, the Major League Soccer season in the US has been suspended for the next 30 days due to the coronavirus outbreak. Gaelic Games wise, the officials and the powers that be at Croke Park earlier today confirmed that all activities on the GA front be suspended from midnight tonight on until March 29th. That extends to Camogie and ladies football as well. And again, following the protocols set in place by the government. Now, it covers club, intercounty and educational level games. It's not just matches. It also incorporates training sessions at all age groups as well. Of course, the three Northwest counties were due to feature this weekend in the Division 1 of the Alliance National League, but the matches are off. All the games this weekend and next weekend up to the 29th, Gaelic Games wise, is off too. Motorsport Ireland have called off all events until March 29th. That includes the West Cork Rally this weekend, which was due to start on Saturday. There are quite a few Donegal crews have made their way to Cork for recce, and we're hoping to start day one on Saturday, but that's not going to be the case now. Organisers of the race event for 2020 have postponed the race until the details surrounding the COVID-19 are more structured and going forward, and they hope to release a new date as soon as they can. But the race, which of course is one of the highlights of the sporting calendar in Donegal, is also postponed. Back to golf, the PGA Tour says events will continue but without spectators. The measures come into effect for day three of the Players' Championship tomorrow, but the supporter ban is to be lifted just before the Masters. Locally in golf, advisories have come from the GUI and the ILGU in relation to COVID-19. The unions recognise the need for adherence to the revised guidelines by the HSE and the government and encourage golf clubs to observe them fully. However, the restrictions do not prevent club competitions or casual rounds of golf taking place. The National Executive of the Community Games has directed that all nationwide events be cancelled until further notice. Formula One Grand Prix, the Australian Grand Prix this weekend, has been postponed. In tennis, the ATP Tour has announced a 6-week suspension for all tournaments. In rugby, the Pro 14 has suspended indefinitely all the matches due to the outbreak. So a lot affected, not just locally, countrywide, across the globe as well. Tonight in The Score with Jeremy Doherty, we'll be talking about the impact of the coronavirus. Secretary of Fin Harps Football Club, Cathy Taff, will be in studio, along with the PRO of the Donegal Schoolboys and Youth League, Kieran McGrath, Mick McGrath, chairman of Donegal GAA, and Dr. Bill McCallion, who is the captain of Dunfanaghy Golf Club. That's The Score tonight, dealing with the impact of the coronavirus, and it starts after the 7 o'clock news with Jeremy Doherty. Kenny.
Well, as with all aspects of life, sport heavily affected by the coronavirus. Thanks very much there to Oisin Kelly. Well, just some other news. Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers, he's confirmed that three of their players are safe, self-isolating, having shown signs of the coronavirus. But Manchester United, they'll play this evening's Europa League game with LASK. That's behind closed doors due to that coronavirus outbreak. The first leg of the last 16 ties taking place in Austria, where events of more than 500 people have been banned. Wolves' match against Olympiacos in Greece has also been played without fans, but Rangers' fixture at home to German club Bayer Leverkusen, that goes ahead as normal at Ibrox. Elsewhere, Enda Stevens has signed a long-term contract with Sheffield United. The Republic of Ireland wingback will stay at Bramall Lane until 2023. However, Stevens will miss Ireland's playoff should it go ahead through injury. Well, just a notice of a game called off. That's the Northwest Intermediate Cup action due to take place in the Dry Arts this evening between Bonagie and Ardstraw. That one is off due to a waterlogged pitch. In horse racing today at Cheltenham, 51 shot Liskengar Oscar pulled off a huge shock to win the Stairs Hurdle on day three. It was a race for the outsiders with 20-1 shot Ronald Pump second and 33-1 chance Barkery's in third. The Woolly Mullins trained Min held off a late charge from St Calvados to claim the Ryanair Chase. Favourite A plus Tired was third. And Gordon Elliott trained a fifth winner at the festival with Sayre de Berlay. Was a 10-1 winner of the Pertemps Handicap Hurdle. Moving on to golf, and in Florida, the Players' Championship's taking place this week. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, they tee off later on this evening. Graham McDowell's currently on 4 under par through 17 holes. He's 3 behind the leader, who is Hideki Matsuyama. He's on 7 under par through 17 holes. In rugby, Wales head coach Wayne Pivock has made 4 changes to his team that was defeated by England last weekend for this Saturday's Guinness Nations clash against Scotland. Captain Alwyn Jones will equal the world record for most international rugby union appearances when he plays his 148th test in Cardiff. Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend has made 3 changes to his starting 15. Excuse me. And finally, for this evening, a maximum of 10 Russian track and field athletes will be allowed to compete in this summer's Olympic Games. It's after the country's federation admitted multiple breaches of the sport's anti-doping code. World Athletics will allow a number of Russians to compete as authorised neutral athletes in Tokyo. That's all your sport for this evening. Don't forget, Dermot will be here with the score after 7 o'clock news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. In weather now, staying cold and windy for the rest of the day, with further blustery showers merging into longer spells of rain at times. Some of the showers will be heavy, with a risk of hail and thunder, and some wintry falls will occur on high ground. Southwest to westerly winds will be fresh to strong and gusty, and lowest temperatures tonight of -2 to +2 degrees, with some frost and icy patches forming. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the government has announced drastic measures to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Schools, colleges, childcare facilities and cultural institutions are to be closed from tomorrow. People are being urged to avoid unnecessary social interactions. 2 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. The total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the island of Ireland now stands at 63, 43 in the Republic and 20 in the North. And visiting restrictions have been put in place at HSC facilities for older people in Donegal in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. And in other news, a West Donegal councillor says homeowners and businesses in parts of Gidor and Carrickfinn susceptible to flooding are constantly living in fear. Areas of Gidor and Carrickfinn were flooded this morning, and while consultants are to meet with Donegal County Council to progress mitigation works, there's concern that some vulnerable areas are not included. And there are calls for a full overhaul in how rent money from social housing in Donegal is redistributed, with concern that not enough funding is being allocated for the upkeep of council housing stock. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 12th of March. The death has occurred of Eileen O'Donnell, Mulladuff, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Mulladuff. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral mass on Saturday morning in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock for immediate family only. Family time, please, from after the rosary until 10 a.m. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Mickey Shields, 30 Lochmorris Road, Ahiarn, Castlederg. Mickey's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of John Gallagher, Brinolec, Gwydor. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal for 12 noon mass in St. Columb Kills, Knockfulla, on Saturday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Robert Gibson, Drumbarnet, Newton Cunningham. Robert's remains will repose at his nephew Seamus Coyle's residence, Main Street, Newton Cunningham, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. House private, please, tomorrow. Robert's remains will repose at All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, from 6:30 tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass restricted to family and close friends of the deceased. The death has taken place of Teresa McCrabb, Nay O'Donnell, 17 Queen's Court, Coleraine, formerly of Dromore, Letterkenny. Teresa's remains will repose this evening at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock, and tomorrow at her sister Evelyn Gallagher's home at Dromore, Letterkenny, from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Family prayers there on Saturday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Addiction Northern Ireland, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Brian Rogers, Bournemouth, England, and Annagry and Killinure Convoy. His remains will repose at his nephew Michael and Sharon Rogers' home at Killinure Convoy from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church Convoy at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patricia McGarvey, 5 Chapel Road, Dunfanaghy, and St Eunan's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, formerly of Mean Lahari, Clohan. Patricia's remains will repose at Marley's Funeral Home, Drumminy, Letterkenny, until 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 11 on Saturday morning, with burial afterwards in Kiltievogue Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St Eunan's Nursing Home, care of any family member or Marley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sadie Gallagher, Maharard, Malin Head. Sadie's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 10:30 in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Margaret Collins, née McLaughlin, 48, Tiffany Road, Crewe, Victoria Bridge, formerly of Cloddy, County Derry. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11:30 in St Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The house is strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Tim Harley, 33, Chestnut Place, Beaufort, Navan, County Meath, formerly of Glendone, Church Hill, brother of John Harley. His remains are reposing at Farley's Funeral Home, Navan. Funeral Mass in St Oliver's Church, Navan, tomorrow morning at 10:30, with interment afterwards in St Finian's Cemetery. The death has occurred of Thomas Patrick McCarry, Donnycarney, Dublin, and formerly of St Eunan's Terrace, Letterkenny, Creasla and Falcarra. His remains will arrive at St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 7 o'clock this evening to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Paddy Mooney, Dewhill, Ardra. His remains will repose at his late residence until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.